This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Advocates have filed a potential ballot measure that would let Colorado voters decide whether to ban trophy hunting of mountain lions, bobcats, and lynx. It's not clear yet who's behind the measure, which would outlaw killing, wounding, or trapping the animals unless they're a safety threat. The proposed ballot measure is in the very early stages. If the title and language are approved, it would still need more than 124,000 signatures to make it onto the 2024 ballot. Colorado has no ongoing avian flu outbreaks for the first time in over a year. CPR's Paolo Shalceda has more.
State veterinarian Dr. Maggie Baldwin lifted the last remaining quarantine in Arapahoe County on Tuesday. That means the state now has avian flu-free status, which allows for the export and international trade of Colorado poultry products to resume. Since being discovered in April 2022, the highly pathogenic avian flu has led to the deaths of over 6.2 million birds in Colorado. That makes it the deadliest foreign animal disease outbreak in state history. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Ski mountaineering, or SkiMo, is building a foundation in Colorado ahead of its Olympic debut. CPR's Matt Morant reports.
SkiMo pushes racers to climb and cross-country ski up a mountain, then ski back down. Colorado is already home to six of USA SkiMo's top 11 athletes. Just last year, Crested Butte's Cam Smith became the first American to claim a World Cup podium in the sport. Now, USA SkiMo has announced a new deal with the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. Together, they'll develop an official program ahead of the sport's Olympic debut in 2026 at the Milan Cortina Games. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Across much of the state, another sunny and warm day in Denver, highs in the 80s. Grand Junction, highs in the 80s as well. A little breezy. Cooler in Vail with a high around 70. Thanks so much for listening to listener-supported Colorado Public Radio. You can find more Colorado news at cpr.org. It's 8:06.